recharge your battery. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Professors of management, Emily Hunter and Cindy Wu, studied break behavior at work. Both short micro breaks, such as socializing with coworkers, as well as longer ones we traditionally think of, such as going to lunch, working out, or leaving the office to pick up children. Their research confirmed the notion that breaks are beneficial and promote restored energy, improved job satisfaction, and less burnout. Hunter says there's a specific time of day and activity to do to get the best return on taking a break from work.
That it's helpful to take a break earlier in the day, that the best activity to do on your break is something you prefer. I really like to socialize at work. So taking a few minutes to talk to a colleague and just chat about anything helps me feel more energized to return back to my desk.
And she says frequent short recesses are best. That the activity can even be work-related, as long as it's something you choose to do. And advises to stop and take a breather before you feel completely depleted.
The common assumption about cell phone batteries is that you should wait until cell phone depletes all the way to 0% before you charge it back to 100%. And we tend to treat ourselves like our cell phones, but unfortunately our bodies work differently. So it's instead better to recharge yourself frequently before depleting all the way to zero. That's going to help your break time be more efficient and help you be a more productive worker.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston & McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.